So on this program, we have to read probably more of a steady diet of awful news than your average person. And I've gotten better on the weekends about turning some of that off, Scott. I don't watch the gory crime documentaries anymore. I just can't do it. But we do have to ingest a lot of that information. And I think that it's not healthy in some ways for all of us in the industry. And even if you're not in the industry and you're giving yourself a steady diet of this murdertainment, it's not good for you. We know that, right? So I saw this headline in the New York Times and it fascinated me. And it is such a good read because you just mentioned Brian Koberger. Mm-hmm. The headline reads, after a grisly trial, jurors are left with mental scars and few resources. People who serve on disturbing cases can suffer the effects for years after a trial ends. And I would suggest to you, Scott, in the Koberger trial.
Sure, no question.
If the judge had said to me, I mean, is that one of the questions? Do you think you can even physically handle being here?
No, he never did go to trial, but you're right.
I would have said no. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Can you be impartial? No.
So there was a report that came out about 2 weeks after he pleaded guilty, and they were police reports. One of them, and I didn't read the police report, but read a news article about it, said that two of the victims were, quote, unrecognizable.
Yeah. I would not be able to sit in on that.
If you were a juror on that trial, you would have to see those photographs.
Correct.
As part of the evidence.
So they interviewed a woman for the story named Chloe Beck. And I want to talk to you if you have served on a jury here locally. It says Chloe Beck was excited by the prospect of jury duty when she was called to serve back in early 2018. It could be a much needed break from work, she thought.
It doesn't pay that well.
The case turned out to be a gruesome trial that would change her life for years to come. A nanny had been charged with stabbing two children in the bathtub of their family's Upper West Side apartment. Ms. Beck, as an alternate juror, then worked as an administrator at NYU, sat alongside the rest of the trial's jurors as they listened to devastating testimony from the children's parents and had to look at those grisly crime scene photos. She says, to this day, I still see those images, the little orange toothbrush hanging on the wall. Throughout the 7-week trial, Ms. Beck had little to no support, bound by the restriction that you can't even discuss the case until it's resolved. She says, quote, they just pluck you out of your normal life, show you these horrible things, and then tell you not to say a word about it. All I could do was go to the movies after the day ended, sit in a dark theater, and cry. After the trial ended with a conviction, Ms. Beck was still haunted by what she saw. She used to take baths to relax, not anymore. So did her kitchen knives. Avoid, 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 Scott. Perhaps most unsettling, she said, the case continues to be a factor in whether or not I decide to have children. She's now 38. The thought of needing to have someone else watch her child terrifies her. So you fast forward then to 2019. She is diagnosed. She's having severe anxiety and panic attacks.
Sure.
She's diagnosed with PTSD. Those who work in the judicial system have long been aware that jurors, in the process of fulfilling their civic duty, can suffer mental health effects, especially in violent crimes cases. One study found the symptoms of trauma, like anxiety, feeling emotionally drained, sleep issues, occur in as many as 50% of jurors who serve on difficult cases. North Dakota just passed a bill that would provide similar services to jurors as they do for, like, first responders who go through trauma, see trauma.
Remind me to come back to that.
Which you do, right?
Well,
she says, as an everyday average person, you can start reading a newspaper article, and this is what I did with the Koberger case, right? And if it gets to the part that you don't like, you close the book, you close the magazine, you don't digest that material. She says, it's not possible as a juror. It's your job to hold those details in your brain for days or even weeks.
Now, you mentioned first responders, and I'm glad you did.
Yep.
And here's why. And I'm sure that, at every major police department, even, smaller towns like Mission and Shawnee, Merriam even, that there is some avenue to which if you are feeling the pressures of the job building too much, you can say, hey, yeah. Hey, Captain, you know, or hey, Chief, whatever. Listen, I need to see somebody and talk this through. And I'm sure that those services are provided at no cost to you. But what tough cop is going to let his other coworkers know the strains of the, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I think it's gotten better.
But the strains of this job are wearing me down.
But the difference there is, Scott, and it's an important difference, but, and I'm not denying that our first responders need mental health help at all, because I think they do, and I think we're getting better about it.
I hope so.
But they signed up for that job knowing they were going to see probably horrible things. Car wrecks, fires, child abuse, right?
It doesn't make it any easier.
It does not make it any easier. As a juror, you are plucked out of a lottery system, essentially, and brought in to do your civic duty. And you know, she starts out the story saying, I thought it'd be a couple of days off of work. It really changed her life.
I understand that, but there are ways to get out of jury duty. And even if you're picked to be on the jury, or in this case, as this woman is, an alternate, there are ways to get off of that jury.
Let me read you this. Until recently, efforts to better support jurors have been piecemeal at best. Jill Karofsky, the Chief Justice on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, recalled another judge's child pornography trial, during which jurors needed waste baskets nearby because more than one of them got sick. I kept saying, what can I do for my jurors? The judge said, no one had any answers. She started finding small ways to support them. During one trial, she had a therapy dog brought in during a lunch break. She gave other jurors in another trial therapy recommendations. Like, there's a therapist here that can help with some PTSD stuff. But beyond individual judges reaching out and seeing that this is going to be difficult, like, here, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. There's really nothing. There's a handful of states that are addressing it. Kansas and Missouri are not on the list.
And are you even remotely surprised?
Because of resources?
Yes and no. I think I don't want to insert politics into this, Dana.
I feel like, Scott, and let's not, you know, you and I probably are not going to be called to testify on a jury.
We might be called to testify, never to be a juror. Or
be a juror. I will tell you, my mother had to do it. It was a child abuse case. She said it was the worst 2 weeks of her life. And I do remember she would go into the bathroom, shut the door, and sob. She would just sob. And she did not talk to my dad about it. She said it was the worst 2 weeks. She goes, I talked to him about everything.
Yeah, but not that.
But not that. And I think, you know, you say you're going to be a juror and you get in, you're in this little room, you don't know what the case is about. Sometimes you're chosen, you don't even really know what the case is about. And then you get in. Now, with Koberger, you would have. But you get in there and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I think to more politically correctly answer the previous question that you had, I think in some parts of the country, there is still a stigma regarding mental health, where we don't think of the brain as a physical part of the body. Your thoughts are different. The thoughts that go in your mind, or the images you can't release, are different, I think, in the way some people view it, than a broken arm or a severed leg or a gunshot, you know, through your foot. Those are physical injuries. I don't think we're getting better, but we're definitely not there with equating mental injuries with physical injuries.
But the first place we should see this
is the military.
Without question. The first place we should see this in the civilian population is with a juror, and here's why, Scott. All of the other things that we talk about with mental health on the job. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, there's going to be mental health struggles if you're an emergency room physician or a firefighter or a nurse or, you know, all of those public helper type. Mm-hmm. But with the juror, she worked as a secretary at NYU, and now all of a sudden you're showing her things that even the most hardened crime scene detective has trouble processing.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.